I Am Legend is set to be the blockbuster movie of the weekend. Will Smith plays a scientist who might just be the last man on Earth roaming a deserted Manhattan. Critic Bob Mondello says the effect is undeniably eerie.
Tree roots have buckled the pavement, and the weeds on Fifth Avenue are plentiful enough to support whole herds of deer. Times Square is prowled by lions rather than tourists. There's not a person in sight anywhere except Robert Neville, who goes when the sun is highest in the sky to the South Street Seaport to broadcast the same message he's been broadcasting for almost 3 years.
If anyone is out there, I can provide food. I can provide shelter. I can provide security. If there's anybody out there, anybody, please, you are not alone.
Manhattan, and indeed the world, emptied of humanity by a man-made virus that was supposed to cure cancer. Alas, viruses mutate, and this one developed a deadly strain, killing most humans outright and turning the rest into light-phobic zombies who only come out at night. Manhattan, ground zero for the epidemic, is quarantined, all its bridges and tunnels dynamited, and 3 years later, Neville is the last uninfected resident, a virologist searching for a cure, talking mostly to his dog and his tape recorder.
Day 1001. We came in close contact with a hive today. Blood tests confirm that I remain immune to both the airborne and contact strains. Vaccine trials continue. I'm still unable to transfer my immunity to infected hosts. Crippen virus is elegant.
For much of its length, so is I Am Legend elegant. Hollywood's digitizers have outdone themselves, turning truncated bridges and rusting traffic jams apocalyptic. And Will Smith, who has to carry much of the film without dialogue, is persuasively stir-crazy and heroic. But sooner or later, those zombies have to appear, and when they do, banging their heads against plate glass, as movie zombies always do, I started needing something else to think about. And maybe it's just that, unlike most of you, I've seen a whole fall's worth of War on Terrorism, Rendition for Lambs in the Valley of Ella movies, but what I started thinking about was that I Am Legend fits right in with those pictures. I mean, it's still a sci-fi blockbuster, but take a look at that plot. Western medicine takes a virus, a bad thing, and manipulates it so that it will fight cancer, a worse thing. Sort of like Western military forces arming jihadists, which they regard as a bad thing, so that they'll fight communists, which they regard as a worse thing. And then the built-up virus, the bad thing, mutates into something much worse than the cancer and turns on its creators. And this starts where? In New York, which everyone in the movie keeps calling Ground Zero. And some poor schmo who didn't start the problem has to try to fix it. But even if he comes up with a cure, a way to make the infected nasty guys human again, they're just going to keep coming, banging their heads against plate glass, destroying the civilized world. And here's the kicker. Either killing or converting into monsters just like them, everyone they come into contact with. And the only solution is to shoot them dead or withdraw behind metal walls into a fortress-like homeland, and that's not working. That's I Am Legend in a nutshell. A blockbuster for our time. No? I'm Bob Mondello.
And you can hear from the screenwriter and director of I Am Legend at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.